Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Tension has been increasing in the city of Phoenix after a video showing aggressive conduct by a police officer in a suspected shoplifting incident went viral. A community gathering and a city council meeting became heated as residents passionately expressed their concerns. Phil Boas, editorial director of the Arizona Republic, has written a column about the situation and is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, there is a lot of tension here. Do you think the city leaders are facing too much backlash?
Well, I think they are. And I think it's important that everybody understands that virtually nobody in authority is defending the cop who did this, the cop who is on videotape. It's clearly an overreaction. Way over the top. This is not the way you can treat citizens of the city. You know, even given all of the dangers involved in police work and all the unknowns, this was still way over the top. And I think that's why you got an apology from the chief of police and the mayor and others. It's not acceptable, and nobody is trying to excuse that. And I would never try to excuse what I saw because I don't think it's right either. But I also don't think it's reflective of the rank and file of Phoenix PD. And I think there's been an effort and a lot of agendas served by trying to make it seem like that and trying to demonize the police because of it. And I think now is a moment to defend the police because that's over the top. That kind of overreaction is its own kind of mistake and problem that's being happened and being thrown back at the police.
Well, it seems like Chief Williams is in that tough spot of trying to defend her officers as a group and yet also realizing that there are a lot of people in the city who are pretty upset by what they saw with this particular video. Could she be doing more?
Well, I guess you could probably say everybody could be doing more, but what more do you want her to do? I mean, she has been out in the community from the very beginning. I think her best moment was during that Trump rally. It was right after Charlottesville, and there was enormous national tension about what was going to happen next, the next time we had large demonstrations circling around Donald Trump, given how he had reacted to Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. And the next stop was Phoenix. And I was out there that day, and I was watching Phoenix PD, and they were keeping two angry crowds separated from one another, and they did it with real decency. I mean, I was really impressed with how they treated people. Now, as the night went on, you had Antifa people showing up. They were putting on these masks, and they were going to create trouble, and the police weren't going to brook any of it, and that was right. Nobody got killed in that. You didn't have the kind of chaos that you had at Charlottesville. They put it down very quickly, and they got criticized for it. They had handled it just about as well as you could have, and I think Jerry Williams deserved credit for that. Some people are looking at the police today, and they're saying, oh, it's a warrior culture. That doesn't describe Jerry Williams. Jerry Williams is a people person who reaches out to the community, who throughout her career rose and was highly respected by the police officers, by the city officials. You know, there's a reason she's in that job. She has great people skills.
Well, how important do you think it is now then with Mayor Gallego, Chief Williams, the city manager, Ed Zuercher, these are all people who are probably in their positions because they're smart, they're sensitive, and are mostly progressive city at this point. They're also somewhat pragmatic. It seems like activists at this point don't want pragmatism. So what sort of problem does that create potentially when you have people that they think, oh, well, you're people who are supposed to be sort of on our side of the issue?
Well, I would say their right to protest. I mean, this was wrong, what we saw in that videotape. So the protests are legitimate, but protests can cross a line where they become destructive. And I think it's time to hold protesters to account as well. Do you really care about our community? Do you really want to see constructive change, or do you want to create chaos? Do you want to destroy things? Because, I mean, some of the things that they're doing now, I mean, they're hurling insults at the chief and city leaders. Some of the insults have been really vile and profane, and it's wrong to do that. And you don't care about the community if you're doing that.
When it comes to the officers in this particular incident, should something be done faster when it comes to these particular people in this particular incident?
Yeah, well, there are still policies and procedures that they have to follow, you know, so they have to be careful about treading on the rights of an individual police officer who's, you know, has a lot of fingers pointed at him right now and a lot of accusations, but he also, you know, deserves his due process as well, and they have to respect that. So it's a balancing act for the city officials, and there needs to be some appreciation like that, appreciation for that.
Do you think in any way that Jerry Williams' job is in danger?
If it is, it shouldn't be. I think she's been a tremendous chief. She's done a great job. She is a person of real character. I think she's the right person at the right time. I'm glad she's there, and that was the point of my column.
Okay, Phil Boas, thanks.
Thanks.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.